Hello, and welcome to another episode of Live Out Loud with Dr. K. So today we are talking about love and relationships. And I thought that this topic was very fitting because, well, Valentine's Day was just yesterday, and many of you are probably still out celebrating this weekend what we have come to know and cherish as Love Day. So I thought I would give my two cents on the topic. And I would like to begin it off by sharing a story. This story is about a young lady. She was a young college student, very, very energetic, very full of life. But she had hit some turbulent times. She had just experienced a really tough betrayal by a friend and was in the process of still healing from that when she met this very charming young guy. He was everything that she had looked for. Not only was he handsome and intelligent, God-fearing, but he had some similar passions that she shared that made him a magnet. And they began to develop a blooming relationship. They hit it off and began to spend a lot of time together. During their frequent outings, this young lady began to notice that while the chemistry between the two of them was really great, they didn't necessarily see eye to eye on everything. One thing in particular was marriage and children, which for the young lady was very important. For the guy, he was so-so. In fact, he wasn't sure if that was what he wanted. Still, the young lady thought to herself, well, perhaps he would change. He would change his mind, she thought. And so she figured and decided that she would go along for the ride. And a couple of months turned to a year. A year turned to 3 years, then 5, and eventually 7 years rolled around. And while they had had many discussions on the topic of marriage and children, he always teeter-tottered on it and never felt fully sure if that was what he wanted. So while the young lady had hoped for change, she didn't quite see the change that she was looking for. But she did see a different kind of change. She saw a change in herself. In her effort to win this young man's heart, she began to change. Him being very conservative, and she at the time they first met, not as conservative, began to veer more in his direction. And this young lady became more and more like him. She began to dress differently. She began to think differently. She began to behave differently, to the point where she became a whole different person. Some would even say that her fashion sense drastically changed. While she used to be very artsy and creative in her style, she began to get so conservative that she lost all of the flair that she once had. And some would have said that she began to dress and have the fashion sense of a grandma. One day, this young lady woke up and looked at herself in the mirror and realized that she no longer recognized the person that she saw. The person that she once was, a beaming, energetic, young 20-something, had now become a young 30-something who was completely lost within herself. It was at that time that she realized that something needed to change. And this time it wasn't him, it was her. She realized that she made so many mistakes. One was never expect a person to change. And two is never force yourself to change to the point of losing yourself to be with another person. While it took many years for her to come to this conclusion, she got it. And through a series of events and decisions, she ultimately walked away from that relationship and never looked back. And I share this with you because, well, first, that I want to say that that young lady is me. That I am she. And one of the things that I realized through that experience and why I'm sharing this story is that oftentimes we will become so fascinated by the idea of love and the idea of having that perfect relationship that we're willing to do whatever it takes to keep it, even if it means losing ourselves. And so for some who may wonder why I'm so passionate about authentic living, is because I know what it's like to be that person that loses sight of who they once were. And while relationships can be the most beautiful thing and can help us in the journey to transforming into our best version, it can also do the complete opposite if it's the wrong one. It could cause us to veer off our path of authentic living and ultimately have us become a person that may be unrecognizable even to ourselves. At least that was my experience. And I share it so that if there's anyone listening to this podcast that may have found themselves in a similar predicament or may be in that space now, that you will make a different decision, that you will not make the same mistakes that I made and stay too long in a situation that is so wrong. Love is a beautiful thing. And we all want to experience love. But the best kind of love comes when we first experience self-love. And I'm not going to get too deep into self-love because, well, we talked about that in a prior episode. But I feel like it's difficult to discuss to have any conversation on love without talking about the importance of self-love, because I truly believe that is the foundation of any love experience and relationship. So wherever you are, whoever you are, as you listen to this, I want you to have a moment of introspection and just ask yourself, kind of gauge yourself and see where you are on a spectrum with your own self-love. Do you love yourself? And not the self that you present to the world, the self that you look at in the mirror each morning, right? That self. The self that no one else sees. The self without any mask or facades or any of that. Your core authentic self. Do you love him? Do you love her? Do you love yourself? And I want you to be completely honest, because that, my friend, is the beginning of the most beautiful love affair that you will ever experience. And so I want to take some time out to discuss some of the mistakes that we can often make in our journey to experience love. And goes without saying, not taking the time to develop our self-love journey is one of them. But another one is expecting that someone else is supposed to fill your longing and your voids, right? That is absolutely one of the worst ideas that we can have, the worst beliefs we can have, to put that kind of pressure on a person, to expect them to make us happy or fulfill us. No one deserves that level of pressure on their lives. And it's no one's responsibility to do that. Only you can fulfill yourself. Like, really, only God. But, you know, in terms of making choices that are fulfilling, that is up to you. And so one of the most important things that I think a person can do in their singleness is to find a place of self-fulfillment. Find and discover those things that bring you inner joy, and not just happiness, because happiness is fleeting. Happiness can come and go. But when you have an inner joy, it doesn't matter what temporal situations around you may look like, because joy is constant regardless of what's going on around. And so I challenge you to take the time to really assess that. What brings you joy? And then go seek out those things. Also, want to encourage you to not depend on love alone or even faith alone. I mean, that was the mistake that I made in that relationship, right? I thought, well, if I loved him enough, this could work. Or if we, you know, both love God enough, this could work. But neither is true. But the truth, though they both help, the truth is that in order to have a strong relationship, you need a combination of different things, right? And so, yes, love is one of them, and faith is one of them. But you also have to be vulnerable. And, you know, that's something that I had to learn the hard way, right? I was one of those individuals that struggle with vulnerability. And, you know, and I think many of us do, particularly those who have experienced deep levels of hurt, right? Because it's kind of like, you know, imagine a child who, you know, goes and is maybe, you know, just learning to cook, and they accidentally touch the stove or the pot and pan, and it's hot and it burns them. They're like, ouch. And so their natural response to that, the natural reaction is that, oh, I don't want to touch that thing again, right? That thing causes pain. And, you know, oftentimes that is what we do in relationships. You know, we experience something that causes pain that then leads us to shut down and in some cases grow callous, so that when the door is open or tries to come open for a new experience of love or a relationship, then we respond as if it's going to hurt and be painful like the prior experience or relationship. And it takes intentionality to move past that. It takes understanding that, for one, hurt, pain, disappointment, that's part of life. And even more, it's part of relationships. There's a famous quote that says, it's better to love and to have lost than to not have loved at all. And it took a while for me to really understand that, but I believe it's so true. You know, we could very easily draw the conclusion that, oh, okay, well, if I just close myself up to the possibility of love or to the possibility of a relationship, then I would safeguard myself from being hurt and disappointed and sad ever again. Like, that's not reality. It really isn't. Because the truth is, in the process of closing yourself up, you're also preventing yourself from experiencing one of the most beautiful things that God has ever created for man. Love and relationships, while they can have their downs, they also have their ups. And it's up to us to be able to focus on and see the positive in it, and see that the pros, the good, will always outweigh the cons and the bad, especially if you're right with the right person. And so, in addition to being vulnerable, you also have to have trust. Trust is, I believe it's basically the backbone of a relationship. In fact, without trust, I've often heard, there is no relationship. You cannot have a relationship with trust. And what goes hand in hand with trust is honesty. It's hard to trust someone that's not honest with you. So you want to make sure that the person that you are dating is honest. And they have to first be honest with themselves. You know, I've met people, individuals who were so good at lying that they began to believe their own lies. And, you know, those can be very dangerous people because you never know when they are being truthful. And so you never know how to take them. And so you never believe you can trust them. And so you never really have a relationship. You just kind of see where this is going, right? And so it's so important then to have and be with someone that is honest. And it's important that you yourself, you're always honest as well. And I think that that pretty much goes hand in hand with the entire list of character traits that you would be looking for in your significant other. Because the truth is, we attract what we are. And I will say this, I recently read somewhere that we also attract people who are seeking what we are, right? So, you know, that's for some of you out there who may be like, wait a second, you know, I am an honest person, but for some reason I attract people who are not honest, or I am a faithful person, but I attract the person who's not faithful, right? And sometimes people are attracted to you not because you guys share the same similarity, but sometimes they are attracted because there's something inside of you that they are seeking. So it's important to know the difference. Another important factor to have a successful relationship is shared values. You want to make sure that the person shares many of the same values and beliefs that you do. You know, it's difficult to be with someone if you're going in the complete opposite direction in terms of the core of who you are, right? So, you know, you could be dating someone and they're like, you know, well, I just believe that it's okay to jaywalk. I'm being very, like, you know, facetious. But the other person's like, no, I do not believe in jaywalking. We're going to go walk all the way down to the corner and then cross the street, right? So what's going to happen? That person is going to cross the street one direction. You're going to cross the street the other direction. And so, you know, and how can two walk together if you don't agree? And so, you know, that's just an analogy, but there's so many instances where you can apply that to real life and understand that the person who you are should really share a lot of the things that you stand for. And they should also share some of the goals that you have, right? They should, you know, if your desire is to travel the world and to make a difference, then you should be with someone who wants to travel the world and make a difference. It's difficult to, you know, really build with someone who isn't able to see eye to eye with where you are, and more importantly, where you are desiring to go. So several weeks ago, I was listening to a book called This Is Me Letting You Go by Heidi Preeb. And she said something that really stuck out to me. She said, you know, when it comes to a relationship, like, the goal isn't to find someone that you can gaze into each other's eyes all day, right? That's nice. That's cute. But that doesn't keep relationships. The goal is to find someone who is gazing off in the same direction that you are gazing, right? Like, their eyes are pointing and focused on the same things that you are focused on. That, my friends, that's what keeps relationships. Because now, essentially, you have two individuals who are on the same boat rowing in the same direction. And I think that's where, again, how the opposite of that, where a lot of relationships go wrong. You know, you ever hear people say, well, we did love each other, but we just grew apart, right? What is that? Like, what is that? Why, how do you, you know, and I'm kind of being facetious to make a point, but the truth is there's no such thing as growing apart when you make the decision to find someone and be with someone who is going in the same direction, right? That's why, you know, I'm not a big fan of the term, oh, let's, you know, we fell in love or let's fall in love, right? Because if you fall in something, you can fall out of it. But when you grow in love, that's different. Because now you're growing and you're learning each other and you're understanding, you're seeing how you can complement one another and how you can help and support each other and how you can help each other be better. And those are the factors that help create long and lasting relationships. And so that, my friends, that's my two cents on love and relationships. You know, I don't want to go too deep because, I want to be able to touch different topics at different junctures. And one topic in particular that I really want to dive into in a separate episode is the topic of healing. And I kind of want to end off with this. So a couple weeks ago, maybe like a month ago, I ran into this lady at an event, an Asian lady, nice lady. We hit it off. We, you know, had great conversation and we were talking about love and relationships. And, you know, she was sharing with me how she had began to start, you know, dating more outside her race. And she had began to date Black guys. And she noticed that that Black guys tended to be a little bit more emotionally, or more so emotionally disconnected, basically. And she said, you know, she noticed that they often had a difficult time, you know, really opening up. And we related to, you know, the whole issue of race, right? Because in the Black culture in general, there is this belief that you have to be strong at all costs. Like, there's no place for weakness, especially for Black men. And so because they are taught at a young age that they can't show emotion and that they have to be tough, they bring that into relationships. And it makes it even that much more challenging for them to be vulnerable and for them to express themselves and for them to be honest about where they are in their emotions, because society has taught them the complete opposite. And, you know, she shared some other things, but again, I don't want to get too much into it because I wanted to kind of save it for that particular conversation, for that dialogue. But I want you to think about that. I want you to ponder on that. And I would like for you to chime in. I would like you to share your thoughts. One cool thing I like about Anchor is that you have the ability to send in voice messages. So if you want to send them a voice message, so just chime in and share your thoughts. And, you know, I would even, if it's something that I feel like would help the entire audience, I would share it during a future podcast. And so feel free to chime in. Let me know what you think about that particular topic, the topic of healing, because I really feel like in this day and age, there is a great need for healing. And I know even for myself, I had to walk through a healing process and continue. It's a continual journey. If I think we will all be honest, right? Healing is something that we have to continue to embark on because there's always opportunities to get hurt. And so just after you may heal from one thing, bam, another thing happens. And then you find that you have to go through that process of healing all over again. And so let's never discount that, and let's never make it seem as if it's a light thing, because it is one of the most important things that we could ever do for ourselves, and not just for ourselves, but for our future mate, right? Because the whole idea in a healthy relationship is that you have one whole, healed, and complete person coming together with another whole, healed, and complete individual. So you can have a whole and complete marriage, right? That's the goal. But in order for that to happen, we as individuals have to take time to do the inner work so that we can be prepared. So I want to leave you with that. And just encourage you to continue to do your part, right? That's if you're single. If you're married, actually, no, let me take that back. It's regardless of if you're single or you're married, we all have to continuously do the inner work to make sure that we are showing up daily as the best version of ourselves. So that then we can be the best partner to our significant other. And I believe that's how we make the world go around. That's how we create a healthy family and healthy communities and ultimately a healthy world. It all starts with one. And so if we all did our part, you know, then, oh, what a marvelous world, what a marvelous place this would be, right? And so I encourage you to do your part, to take the time to heal, take the time to grow, take the time to build, get things in order, get your house in order, right? And so especially as a single, if you're like, if you're in a situation where you know there are things that are like, maybe you got to work on your credit score, maybe you got to work on, you know, getting your finances in order, maybe you got to work on getting education and getting certain degrees or certifications so that you can advance in career and different things like that, then do that. Use your singleness to build and to not only be the best version of you, but do all the things that, you know, will be helpful to you and to your future spouse. So, all right. So that's it. I hope you all continue to enjoy your Valentine's Day weekend. And I look forward to hearing from you and your thoughts and even maybe questions on the topic of love, and more importantly, and not more importantly, but also in particular, the topic of healing, because the world needs it. So thank you for tuning in again to another episode of Live Out Loud with Dr. K, and may you always be authentically you and unapologetic about it. Till next time.